You've reached Exceedance Claims and Management. My name is Daria. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Susan. I'm with Erie Insurance Company. I don't know if this is the right number, but one of our policyholders had an accident with an Amazon van. Do you handle Amazon?
I do handle some of them.
Okay. I believe I have a policy number.
Okay. What is the policy number?
ALA and then 50155173202.
20?
20, yes.
When did this happen?
July 27th.
And did you say 155173-20?
Yes.
I'm not finding that in my system. When did this happen?
It happened July 27th in Philadelphia. Both parties were taken by ambulance to the hospital.
I'm not sure why that policy number is not coming up.
So the police report says Amazon Logistics.
Okay.
I have the driver's name. Let's see, the VIN number of the van. You just 155173202.
What's the VIN number of the van?
It's 3CCAT6UUmbrellaRRobertVVictorJJackGGeorge6LLarryE Elevator144087.
Gosh, I'm not finding anything.
Is there any other insurer for Amazon?
One second here, please. I don't know why I'm not finding anything. Like, that information seems correct. Like, the policy number is the right format. I don't know why it's not populating the VIN number for me, I guess. And that's 3 C as in cat, 6 U as in umbrella, R as in Romeo, V as in Victor, J as in John, G as in George, 6 L E. Is that the VIN number you gave me?
Yes, that's the VIN.
144087?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not finding anything for that. That's so strange.
Can you search by the driver's name?
Yeah, what is their name?
Let's see. First name is Oscar, O-S-C-A-R. Last name, Tejada, T-E-J-A-D-A.
No, I'm not finding anybody with that name either. Okay, let me see what I need to do here. And you said this happened July, what was it?
27th.
Okay, what's your name?
My name's Susan.
And your last name?
McKeon, McKeon.
What's a good callback number for you?
610-892-3577.
Okay, you cut out there. What was it?
610-892-3577.
What's a good email address for you?
My name is Susan.McKeon@ErieInsurance.com.
Erie, E-R-I-E, insurance.
E, yes. Yes.
.com.
So, what are you going to do?
I'm so sorry.
I said, are you going to try to locate the policy?
Yes, ma'am. That's what I'm currently trying to do. So.
Okay.
Let's see here. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send over an email to a specialized team. Because I'm not able to find the policy within my system. So they're going to have to look through. They have access to things that I do not. So I need to get it over to them. I'm just filling out this email. Where did this happen?
Philadelphia, PA.
Is there like a specific loss location?
Yes, it's 65th and Windsor Avenue.
Approximately what time of day did this happen?
11 a.m.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and send this email over to them. They will be in contact with you within one business day.
Okay.
So I do apologize for not being able to fund that. What strikes me as the odd thing is that the end of that policy says 2-0. Most of our policies end in like 2-8 to 2-6 right now. And so it does seem that that's a rather old policy number, if it is correct. And so I need to send it over to this team and make sure that everything is still good to go and find that new policy number. Because I even searched with it without the 2-0, and it just doesn't seem to exist within our system, which is kind of strange to me because I've also searched for it by the VIN number. And if I have the VIN number on record, then it would definitely populate within both of my systems, and it did not, so.
Okay. All right. So either way, someone will get back to me, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you.
No problem. And then also, it might be Monday before you hear back because it is the weekend.
Yeah, that's fine. I get it.
All right. I apologize for that.
All right. That's okay. Thank you for your help.
No problem. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Bye.